So a lot of people ask, you know, a lot of people ask me on Twitter and Facebook, how do I deal with what I do and, you know, all the stuff that follows me home and why don't I cleanse myself and all this stuff. I'll get way more into this stuff throughout these podcast talks and throughout these interviews, I promise. But this will be a quick one. When I lived in my old house or apartment, I would get cleansed after things. And what happened was, is all hell broke loose. It was almost like as soon as I did the sage in my house, the posters and all these things would fly off my walls, and like you'd hear all these crazy sounds and noises. I'd turn on the EVP or the PX at the time, and it would just be like, you know, nonstop saying things that are so relevant to me. So I decided after that, maybe I shouldn't do the cleansing, because then I started thinking as soon as I start cleansing, it might mess up the evidence, might mess up my mojo. Like if I got all cleansed up, who's to say a spirit wants to come next to me because I'm cleansed, right? So this is kind of the theory that went in my mind for a while. So that was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago is the last time I did it. And since then I'm at my house, things are scratching me, or, you know, my leg get pulled out of the bed or all kinds of crazy stuff. That's just some of them. Then I started realizing, okay, maybe you're just trying to get my attention and not trying to hurt me. Because if you're willing to hurt me, I got stairs. You could push me. You could do all kinds of things to hurt me easily. You know, a spirit could do that, but they're not. So then I thought, well, maybe you're just trying to touch me and that's what the scratch mark is, or something. You know, I'm sure like not all of it's good. I mean, I bring home some gnarly, nasty stuff. But then I started realizing, when I got home, things would be active and scary, but it was like if I did have a ghost chilling with me, then it was like bringing another ghost into the room or spirit, and those two spirits button heads for a minute, so there's a little bit of confrontation in the house, and then it would calm down. It was just kind of how it went, and not every location would happen, but it happened enough to be like, I just got back from Tombstone, I walk out of my bedroom in the morning from waking up, I look in my living room and I see a cowboy, clear as day, dirt on his pants, everything, standing in my living room, and then all of a sudden I close my eyes, open them, it's gone. So like, it could be a trickery on my brain, or it could actually be there. And then so what I did is, I actually had like a little coin and some trigger objects, and I put them out there at the PX, and it just started saying stuff. It said cowboy, it would say everything relevant. And then I'd ask it questions, obviously, did I see that? And, you know, I get EVP once in a while, it said yes, or, you know, sometimes it'd strive for the answer, but it wouldn't come through. And so, but that's the weird thing. So it's like, it didn't stay long, but it left, you know, but sometimes they do stick around. So I decided, I'm not going to cleanse it. If the show's over and all that stuff, I'll do it. But right now, absolutely not. I'm not afraid of it anymore. Well, I'm afraid, but like the stuff that falls, if it follows me home, obviously it has a connection with me or something, and it hasn't harmed me, scratched me, like to the point where like I need to go to the hospital or done anything crazy. So then I realized, okay, so it's like, let's say you go out and you're hanging around a bunch of dogs and the meanest dog there likes you and you're petting it. And you get to take it home, and it's nice to you, but mean to others. So it's almost like protective. It's really weird. So I started looking at it that way, and well, that's where I'll stop. It gets way better, but that's all coming with the other podcasts stuff and the interviews you guys will be asking me. I mean, I'm going to be doing this for a while, so I could talk about this for a long period of time. So what I'm going to start doing is just doing little segments and concentrate on little parts. And then after you listen to them all, you'll see the big picture. So that, I don't know. I kind of went off again and started talking about random stuff and lost my train of thought. But that's what I do. And I'm good at that. And I'm usually good at coming back and going, oh, yeah, I remember. But I'm pacing around my house. I'm not good at this. I'm not good at just talking in a microphone. I'm good at talking to people. So just getting the early jitters out, early jitters of this all, you know, we'll weed through it. And hopefully by, you know, a year from now, I'll be podcast pro. But I don't know, whatever. I just myself. That's all I'll ever be. And so if I mess up, deal with it. One thing I got to throw in here. Hold on. Okay.